Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, phone lines 913-576-7610. This is the scenario I want to throw out there. So Frank Clark spoke with the media today. It's a major reason why we're talking about this. Everybody knows Frank Clark's contract, his situation. I'll give you the numbers in case you don't know. Frank Clark has one of the 10 highest cap hits currently in the NFL at $37.8 million. At the end of this season, his cap hit is drastically reduced. The Chiefs can save almost $14 million at the end of this season if they release Frank Clark. So the Chiefs have a lot of leverage over Frank if he wants to return to the team. This is almost the exact same situation that Sammy Watkins was in. Sammy Watkins signed a 3-year deal. At the end of the second year, the Chiefs could get out, and they use that leverage to completely renegotiate the contract with Sammy Watkins. A very similar thing, I think, is going to happen with Frank Clark, albeit at a bigger financial scale. So to give you a little bit of a background, it's a $19 million base salary next year and a $20 million base salary after that. So the Chiefs would owe Frank Clark a lot of money. They're not going to do that. The scenario I'm throwing out there, Rob, I want you to respond before we go to the phone lines, 913-576-7610, is if tomorrow Frank Clark said, hey, agent, call Brett Veach and tell him I really want to come back next year. I haven't played up to the level that I think I'm capable of. I love it here. My family loves it here. I want to finish my career in Kansas City. I want to financially make it make sense for both sides. Make it happen. And Brett Veach is like, all right, let me think about it. Would you want Frank Clark back next year? My answer, Rob, would be no. If I'm looking at what I think it would cost to bring him back, I don't think you're signing Frank Clark and he's coming back on a super cheap 1-year deal, right? Like, I don't think you're getting Frank Clark on the 1-year clowny deal that he signed a couple of years. Like, if you want me to stay long term and you want me to avoid free agency as a under 30-year-old pass rusher, and he would get paid, especially if he finishes the season strong, then you got to give me a decent contract. Is it fair to use Yannick Ngakoue as a comp? Yannick Ngakoue was a free agent last season. He signed a 2-year, $26 million deal. That'd be a drastic pay cut for Frank Clark, right? Be a big pay cut to stay in Kansas City. And I would say that based on what we've seen from Frank Clark's career, I think he could probably get that on the open market. I think he could get 2 for 20, 2 for 24, somewhere in that range. I would say no in that situation, and I'd probably go get Emmanuel Ogba. I think you could get Emmanuel Ogba and get comparable production at probably 30% of the cost. Emmanuel Ogba is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. He's 29 years old. How much do you think Ogba signs for next year? he probably signs for the one-year, $5 million deal. You can probably get Agba for a third of the cost that you could maybe get for Frank Clark, or 50% of the cost. I'd much rather bring Emmanuel Agba back at a discounted rate than renegotiate with Frank Clark. I just don't know what's real with Frank. He's playing a lot better right now, sure. Is that something you guys are willing to roll the dice on for another 2 years, his health, his productivity? He just hasn't given me a lot to feel very confident about in the sample that we've had so far. So I wouldn't be very interested in bringing Frank Clark back at what I think it's going to be. Like, I'm looking at the deals last year. J.J. Watt signed a two-year, $28 million deal. Yannick Ngakoue signed a two-year, $26 million deal. That's about where I think Frank Clark is if he hits the open market. Like, if I was the San Francisco 49ers, pick a random team, I wouldn't feel that bad about signing Frank Clark to a two-year, $25 million deal and making 12 of it guaranteed. That's kind of the rate of business when it comes to a pass rusher. I just wouldn't be that interested in doing that if I was the Chiefs.
I agree with you. I would not bring Frank Clark back, because I think what happens with Chiefs fans and Frank Clark is they get so mired in the contract that they get angry the contract and production don't equal. And you're right. If you got 2 for 24, similar to Yannick Ngakoue, I think you'd be happier. But we talked about it earlier with Chris Jones. Frank Clark misses time a lot in the NFL season and plays a premium position. And we learned this year, when he's either on the field and not healthy, or not on the field because he's not healthy, the defense isn't as good. So I understand the pay cut, and I understand the text line is going to tell me that if you get 2019 playoff Frank, you definitely do it. But we've only seen 2019 playoff Frank once in a three-game sample size. That's the only time we have ever seen it. So I'm not paying $12 or $13 million a year to get 11 or 12 games a year. And 11 of those 12 games a year, a couple where he's fighting through an injury and banged up, and the production on the defensive line suffers because of it. I'm okay with Emmanuel Agba. I'd also be a huge proponent of keeping your first-round pick this year and getting a draft pick in the position, similar to what the Ravens did last year with, I don't know how to pronounce the name, O-D-E-W-E, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And then Cutie Pay, the Colts did the same thing. So, no on Frank Clark. I don't think the trade has worked. I don't think the contract has ever worked. I know fans are going to tell me about 2019 playoff Frank, but 2019 playoff Frank is an outlier. It's not really who he is. So no on a restructured contract for Frank Clark.
Someone said cut ties, is that $12 million in dead cap? So to, I don't know if it's inside football or not, if Frank Clark is on the team, he will cost them $26.3 million. If he is not on the team next year, he will cost them $12.9 million. So there's no way he's coming back under his current cap hit. Like, there's no chance that he's coming back under the current cap hit. Not at all. I'm not saying it's impossible that he's not back, but if he's not willing to do what Sammy Watkins did, then it's not realistic to me to think that he's going to be back on the team next year. But he also plays pass rush in the NFL, and those are typically things that you got to spend a little bit of money for. Like, I don't know if it's realistic to think, if you're Kansas City, that you're going to re-sign a 28-year-old Frank Clark and get him to sign up for a one-year prove-it deal. Why? I'm 29 years old. I won a ring. I can get back healthy. I played well the second half of the season. The same way that a team traded a first-round pick and gave him $100 million, there's going to be another team that's willing to pay him. That's just how it works. Think about when Justin Houston left Kansas City. Right? Justin Houston had a bloated contract in Kansas City. He then hit free agency. What happened? He got paid by the Indianapolis Colts. Someone is going to pay Frank Clark a two-year, over $20 million deal. The question simply is, do you want that to be the Kansas City Chiefs or not? Let's go to the phone lines, 913-576-7610. Brandon, you called into the drive. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, what's up, Rob? What's up, CDI? How you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
I'm opposite of you guys, most definitely. Yeah, and just hear me out real quick. Frank Clark, if he performs like he's doing now and like he did in 19, I mean, why not? You know, that's what we want. That's what we paid him for. I would bring him back only if he reconstructed, took a pay cut, you know, more of a team player, not an eye, you know, not an eye man type player, you know, be a person in.
I think Brandon's phone messed up there. I think Brandon's phone messed up. This is the thing about Frank Clark, right? This is the thing. Do you think that the 2019 Super Bowl was real? Like, I think this topic really comes down to that. Because I'm seeing it on the text line, too. Sure, if we get 2019 playoff Frank Clark, I want him back. If not, yes. We watched 3 years of it. If you think that you can get the 2019 playoff version of Frank Clark more consistently, my first question would be, why haven't we seen it outside of that time? And if you think that's what you're paying for, then 2 years, $24 million is nothing for that player. You're happy to give him that money. You're happy to give him 2 years, 24, if you think you're signing 2019 playoff Frank Clark. I don't believe that that's real. I don't believe it's real. And I think a lot of times when you start chasing that kind of production is how you end up giving Albert Wilson $30 million. That's how you end up giving Matt Flynn $50 million. Well, if he can just turn back. No. If I'm giving that kind of money in free agency, I'm signing a player you know. You know what you're going to get. With J.J. Watt, if J.J. Watt is healthy, you feel pretty good about what you're going to get. Now, he don't stay healthy very often, but you know what you're going to get. That's the only deal I'm giving out. I got to know. I got to have a level of certainty that I would say right now with Frank Clark, I just don't have. I wouldn't be interested in that deal.
The other thing about this, and I pulled this up as you're talking, about this playoff Frank thing that everyone keeps talking about, is playoff Frank has been in the playoffs a lot in his career because he was a Seahawk before he was a Chief. Those teams are constantly in the playoffs. That three-game sample size of the 11 he's played in his career in the playoffs is a total outlier. The rest of his playoff career, he's regular Frank Clark. Outside that one season, he's got 5 career sacks in the postseason. 5 in 8 games. A quarterback hits your jam, that's fine. He's only got 8 in those 8 games. The entirety of his career in the playoffs is a display of his entire career. That 3-game sample size, while awesome, and while the banner flies forever, and while we all love it, is a total outlier in his career. So no, I don't believe there's any chance we get 2019 Frank forever, because that's just not who Frank Clark is. 2019 playoff Frank is like Haley's Comet. You saw it and it was cool, but it's not an every game kind of thing.
Text line 913-576-7610. He's not signing for 2 years for 24. I don't know if Frank Clark is going to have a choice. Like, I'm looking at last year, and I think that last year is a good indication of sort of what teams are willing to spend. He's 28 years old. He'll be 29 next football season. He has battled with injuries. He hasn't been a super consistent player. And looking at the deals that other players have signed, I mean, last year, the only pass rushers that signed for more than that, Yannick Ngakoue, who's 25 years old, he signed for 2 years, 26. J.J. Watt, who is one of the 5 best defensive players in the last 10 years, he signed a 2-year, $28 million deal and got 23 of it guaranteed. Romeo Okorah, from the Lions, he signed for 3 years, $37 million. He's also under 25. Carl Lawson signed a free agent deal, 3 for $45 million. And Trey Hendrickson, who's 26, signed a 4 for $60 million. If you're a team who is looking for a pass rush and you're looking at 29-year-old Frank Clark, are you giving him more than a 2-year deal? Because I wouldn't be interested in that if I'm any team in the league and giving him more than that deal. Like, I'm not super interested in doing that just because of his age and productivity. Like, he's not getting Matt Judon's contract. Judon got 4 for $54 million. Judon's just a much better player than he also plays outside linebacker. Like, I don't know if he's really going to have a choice other than to sign the 2-year Justin Houston kind of deal. As you remember, Justin Houston signed that big contract with Kansas City. It then fizzled out, and then he signed with the Indianapolis Colts. He signed almost similar, a two-year deal. He signed a two-year, $24 million deal when he left Kansas City. I think Frank Clark's going to be in almost that exact same vein. Let's take our last phone call on this. Vincent, go ahead, my man.
Hey, C-Dot. Love your show. Hey, I say let Frank Clark walk. I say we cut the bum. He hasn't been 2019 playoff Frank Clark since 2019. And he was only good for three games. I would even argue that Chris Jones was just as important, if not more important, than those playoff run anyway. And furthermore, we don't know what's going to happen next year. Don't forget, he still has to go to court, and he might get suspended some games. I say we cut him, save the money, draft a player, and pick up some other players that could probably equal his same production, if not better, cheaper.
I appreciate the phone call. Now, I don't think Frank Clark is going to jail. I'd be really surprised if he goes to jail. If Frank Clark goes to jail, he has the worst lawyer ever. Like, when do famous people go to jail like that on gun charges? You know what I mean? Like, very rarely are you going to jail on gun charges.
Plaxico?
New York. New York's gun law is very different than that California gun law. His gun also discharged, too. Different scenario than Frank. Like, tell me the... Think of all the celebrity arrests that happened in California. Who was the last one that went to jail on a gun charge in California? You got a terrible attorney if that's the case. So I don't think he's going to jail. He's going to be suspended by the league. You don't get two gun charges and then just skate free in the NFL. That's just not how it works. Two? Nah, you know, he's not playing all 17 next year. This offseason, when it gets resolved and they accept the plea, which he'll probably plead out because that's how these things end. Yeah, you missing something. Two or four. You missing one of the two. You're not playing in a full 17 after catching no gun charge. That ain't how it works. That's not how it works.
If he's missing two or four, which I agree, he's probably missing two or four, then definitely no. Definitely let him walk. You're going into the season being like at the best without his tummy aches or sore hamstring or getting 15 games? No, that's not worth $12 million. It also didn't work with Sammy Watkins when we played this game. No, walk.
I want to play this audio clip for you guys. This is James Palmer of NFL Network. He thinks the Chiefs D-line versus the Broncos O-line is the matchup of the day.
Can this Broncos offense score on this Chiefs defense? And that's something that we haven't been reporting on and pubbing up a lot during the weeks early in the season with this Chiefs defense. But the last few, obviously so, the last 4 weeks holding opponents under 20 points per game since week 8, giving up about 11 points a game. I was at their last game against the Dallas Cowboys where they had 5 sacks, 5 tackles for loss, and this is a Broncos offensive line that I'm not ruling anybody out, but is banged up. Garrett Bowles, their starting left tackle, has been out since week 8 with an ankle issue and is on the COVID list since November 22nd. Bobby Massey, their right tackle, has been out since they played the Cowboys in week 9. They have not been ruled out for this game, but if they play, obviously they are still a little bit banged up, and Dalton Reisner at the left guard spot dealing with some back issues but expected to play. So that's a group that is going to have their hands full with a very talented defensive front that is able to get after the quarterback. And that group that I just mentioned last week, the Chargers about middle of the pack and pressuring the quarterback, had 15 pressures on Teddy Bridgewater. So will this offense be able to handle a Chiefs defense that is playing as good as any defense in all of football?
You know what I'm just really encouraged by? That the Chiefs defensive line is something to watch out for heading into a major game. It's been a while since I felt that way about the Chiefs defensive line. I'm hard on the D-line. I can admit that. I'm hard on the D-line because they've spent significant resources on the defensive line. They've traded first-round picks, given out $100 million deals. They call themselves Sack Nation. I hold them to a pretty high standard. You know what I'm really encouraged by? Hearing that the Broncos are going to struggle to score because the Chiefs defense is playing at such a high level, to hearing that they're getting after the quarterback, that's what I like to hear. I've been giving out a lot of Brett Veach praise this week, and I've been giving out a lot of praise for the trade of Melvin Ingram. I would like a little bit more credit how all offseason I was saying go sign Melvin Ingram or Justin Houston, and everybody scoffed at me. It's okay. I'm over it. But Rob, you were here. I was saying that, right? I was saying go sign Melvin Ingram.
You and Bink, to be fair.
Yeah, Bink and I were on the same side. Go sign Melvin Ingram.
You guys were all in. We had the report that he was in town. You guys were frothing at the mouth.
Everybody told me I didn't know what I was talking about. You guys thought Chris Jones was going to break Michael Strahan's sack record back then. I was saying, go get Melvin Ingram. It's okay, though. I've forgotten about it. So that's the Chiefs getting pressure on the Broncos. What about the Broncos getting pressure on the Chiefs?
And all eyes will be on Patrick Mahomes and this great Chiefs offense against Vic Fangio's extremely talented Broncos defense. And can they get pressure on Patrick Mahomes? Because Mahomes has struggled under pressure this season. He has a 59 passer rating, a 37 completion percentage when pressured. Now, the Broncos are one of the highest pressuring teams in all of football, fifth in the NFL, and fourth in the NFL when they do it and they're not blitzing, which is something teams just don't do to Patrick Mahomes. They just don't blitz. And an interesting aspect of this as well is they're getting more pressure since the departure of Von Miller. And also, how do they cover Travis Kelce? Vic Fangio said that Pat Surtain could be lined up against him, but he thinks a variety of ways could be used against Travis Kelce. They know how difficult he is. He said the karma that Mahomes and Kelce have makes it so difficult.
Rob, one thing that is a little surprising to me about this game, and I don't want to be Buzz Killington because I do think Kansas City is going to win, is the Broncos have a win like this under their belt. They went on the road and beat the Dallas Cowboys, who I think when the Cowboys are healthy, they are as good as the Chiefs. I'm not putting any asterisks by the Chiefs' win. You can only play who you play. But when the Cowboys are fully healthy and they have their complement of weapons, they are a comparable team to the Chiefs. And the Broncos went on the road and beat that team, I would say, pretty convincingly. Now, that might be one of those any given Sundays, this season is just weird, but I feel like there's a lot of disregard for the Broncos in this matchup, even though they've shown that they can win a game of this magnitude against a team on the same level or talent as the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are better than the Broncos. I think the Cowboys are better than the Broncos. That was a game in our survivor pool. A lot of people picked the Cowboys that week because they were at home and they were really confident they could beat the Broncos. And the Broncos had other ideas in mind. I don't want to completely disregard the Broncos in this. And I actually felt, I guess, a little bit better about the Broncos heading into the week. But over the course of the week, all I've heard is people who cover the Broncos or who are really close to them, like James Palmer, tell me how they have no chance in winning on Sunday. That's all I've heard from anybody that will listen. From anybody that will come on the show is have them tell me that they have absolutely no chance of winning this game. We had two hosts in Denver. Yeah, we're not winning this game. We know it. They know it. We're probably going to fire our coach and we don't like our quarterback. Like, all right. I mean, I'm not going to pump you guys up. If y'all not interested in doing that, I'm not going to do that. If y'all not pumping them up in Denver, I'm not going to come here in Kansas City and pump the Broncos up. Seems like a bad idea. Seems like a bad business decision for me to do. Coming up in a little bit, Sean Barber will join us in studio. He's eliminated from Survivor. I just want to go ahead and say that now. So anything he says or how much he knows the NFL or more than me is invalid because I'm still alive and he's not. So I just want that on the record before we move forward. I do have one thing I want to talk about. Rob, give me some music. This wasn't the music I wanted, but I'll take it though. Have you guys ever gone on Rotten Tomatoes and check the reviews of movies and then wonder either is something wrong with everybody else or is something wrong with you? Now, I'm not really a Christmas music person. I mean, I don't mind it, but it's not something I would really listen to. But I actually do really like Christmas movies. So once Thanksgiving hit, I will start watching Christmas movies. I'll probably watch between 10 or 12 between now and Christmas, right? So yesterday I watched Four Christmases. It has a 47% on Rotten Tomatoes. You guys don't like Four Christmases? I think Four Christmases is a classic. I love that movie. Vince Vaughn, Reese Witherspoon, Tim McGraw. Hilarious. Fun for the whole family. How's Four Christmases a 47% on Rotten Tomatoes?
That scene when his best friend and his mom are in his old house, oh, just amazing.
It's so funny. It makes me wonder, either I have really bad taste or you guys have really bad taste when I look at the Rotten Tomatoes reviews. 47? Rob, I looked at the critic score. It was 25%. How can you watch Four Christmases and not like it? How can you not laugh at Four Christmases? That might be what I need to do. The same way in the summer I watched all those 80s movies, I'm just going to watch bad Christmas movies and give the review. I haven't seen Fred Claus in a long time.
Also not bad. I don't mind Fred Claus.
Fred Claus on Rotten Tomatoes is not very popular.
Well, Rotten Tomatoes is broken. They don't, you know, clearly they have an axe to grind with Vince Vaughn. That's what I've learned today.
Coming up, we'll be joined in studio by Sean Barber, who knows absolutely nothing about the NFL, even though he played in the NFL at a high level for years, but he doesn't know anything about it. So when he talks, don't listen. But when I talk, listen closely. It's The Drive.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Barbershop played 10 years in the NFL, including 3 with the Chiefs.
I think that our defense is doing that at a higher level than any other team.
And even though they disagree on just about everything,
all of those things kind of got to be rewritten and thrown out the window. The trajectory for this team is not on the normal scale.
Sean Barber joins CDOT in studio right now on The Drive, brought to you by Own KC.
I look around me and I don't see anybody who's still alive in Survivor. Rob's directly in front of me. He might as well be invisible. I don't see him. I look to my right.
Bum, bum, bum. That's for my man, Joe Mazie.
I can hear you, but I can't see you in Survivor. Bum, bum, bum,
bum. Man, listen, I've been gone for a week now with Survivor. The Eagles against the Giants. The Eagles did me wrong. I started to have faith in that run game. The number one rushing attack in the NFL. Going against the G-men who couldn't stop anybody.
Will you on the record say, hey, Carrington, you know a lot about
the NFL. Hey,
Carrington,
you know a lot about the NFL.
And you're smarter than me.
And you're smarter than some people.
That's what I want you to say.
That's what I just said.
At some point, I'll get you to say that.
No, I'll tell you the truth. You're smarter than some people in some things. Me and football is not one of them. So. Okay.
I would like to get – can we – let's start like general AFC before we get into your typical Homer stuff with the Chiefs. I mean, I know that's coming. I just want to like let's start general with the NFL.
Is there any let's ask this? Is there any substance when you say I'm a homer? That means you're saying that like I typically am very pro Chiefs. Is there any substance behind me
typically,
being pro Chiefs?
I mean, that's not even strong enough. You're always. I will say this though. I will give you this because I've been called a little bit of a bandwagon jumper over the last couple of weeks because I have sort of moved picks around because of the uncertainty of the AFC. I will give you this. You have never wavered on the Chiefs. From week one, everybody wavered on the Chiefs. Everybody was down on the defense. And you have stayed pretty constant on this team. I will give you that. And you, I think, are now being rewarded on the other side.
I appreciate it.
You look right about the Chiefs. You look right. You look right about the Raiders. You look right about the Chargers. You had this division pretty much pegged.
I watch a lot of AFC West.
I don't know about the other teams outside of the AFC West.
I watch a lot of AFC
West. As given in Survivor, I don't think you know anything about the league.
But
when it comes to this division, I think you have been spot on. There are a few people who have had this division pegged. You said from the beginning, don't believe the Raiders. You've said from the beginning, don't believe in the Chargers. We've never talked about the Broncos because why would we spend any time talking about the Broncos?
Check the tape. We talked about
you do like Bridgewater.
All season long, I told you, I thought Bridgewater was...
like him for just being average, though.
You know what? After he played us last year, the way he played us when he was with the Panthers, him going for when he is a healthy quarterback, he can make all the throws. He can manage your offense. If you give him an offensive line and a rushing attack, he's mobile, so he can hit the bootlegs and the TR double moves every once in a while. What he doesn't do is he's very Alex Smith-ish. He just doesn't take those big, risky down-the-field shots, even when they're open. Wide open, safety bites, your guys. Unless he needs to do it to come back from a deficit, if he has a lead, he will protect that lead. He won't turn it over before the half. Like, there's certain things at the quarterback position that he's been is ingrained in his brain is the way you play quarterback. And he will not venture outside of that.
But can you beat healthy Kansas City that way?
No.
Like, I don't think it's possible to beat healthy Kansas City that way. Like, the way that this team's coming into this game, coming off the bye week, this is going to be a healthy, rejuvenated bunch playing at home, a game in their division, and they win these games like 96% of the time.
Yeah, I think Bridgewater beat the Chiefs like first, second year of his career when he was with the Minnesota Vikings or something like that. That's the last time he's seen a win against the Chiefs.
Yeah, and Mahomes wasn't the quarterback back then either. So it's just a completely different beast in this game.
Yes.
I do think the Broncos defense is capable. I don't think they're capable of like stopping this offense, but with the way the offense is playing, I don't think they're hanging 30 on the Broncos. Like, I'd be a little bit surprised if Kansas City won this game like 31-17, aside from getting turnovers. I don't know if their offense is scoring 37. But I'm not really sure if the Broncos can score 21 against Kansas City with the way their offense is set up. Like, I don't know if Bridgewater is good enough to move the ball consistently against the way the defense has been playing.
The problem with most things, and why I choose not to bet, like, outside of friendly bets between me and you. Thanks for the $10 gift card to Chick-fil-A. Thanks for the beef jerky. Thanks for all the other things I've won from you.
I'm getting it back.
Yeah.
Over the years,
thanks for the laundry list of things I've won from you. And right now you're holding over my head that you are one of three guys left in the 2021 Survivor League, which I already won last year.
I also want you to pay me out for Noah Gray, too. Go and pay me out for Noah Gray.
Week 18. After the Week 18 game is over, is that against the Steelers or the Cincinnati Bengals?
I think their last game is against the Broncos.
No, it's the Bengals or it's on the road.
Yeah, the Bengals-Broncos, I think. I think their last game is on the road against the Broncos.
Okay. All right. So whenever the last game is, after that game, if we look at the receptions and then it's not, was it 13?
It was 15 targets.
It was
or 15 catches.
You and Bink was 15. I think me and you were 13.
Okay. He's not going to get there. He's not going to get to double digits.
Listen, that's not the bet, though, okay?
Okay, all right.
I tried to change the bet because I tried to double down for a touchdown, think that should be worth two receptions. You said no.
No, that's not how catches
work.
So
we're not going to the double-digit thing, all right? There's certain things we just keep the way they are, right? Status quo. So after Week 18 game's over, if I look in that column and he doesn't have 13 or more,
okay,
then you win as simple as that.
But you don't
get paid early just because it's trending that way. I know you think that – that like you want to be crowned a champion dot of the Survivor League in week three because you didn't get out. It's a lot more weeks left to go.
Do you think I'm going to win Survivor this year?
No, Nate, I've already said. I told y'all weeks ago who I thought was the favorite. I thought Nate was the favorite.
I'm supposed to be your boy. You're not going to ride with me in Survivor?
Yeah, I know you.
You're not going to ride with me in Survivor?
I just know you, man. You've been riding that fine line all season long. Yes, you've been finding a way.
I should have won last week. The Cowboys screwed me. The ref screwed me. No. I should have won last week. The Cowboys played well enough to win that game, and the officials just didn't want them to win. The officials just didn't want them to win.
All right.
Again, they didn't want them to win.
Again, there's some suspect calls you made, and you've come out on the brighter side of it most weeks. This time you didn't. Going forth, I've looked at who I think that you. Josh shouldn't even be in it. The tie is not a win.
He has a loss and a tie.
Yeah, so he's not, to me, he's the default. He's not even part of this. It's between you and Nate. And between you and Nate, I got to go with Nate. I've talked to Nate over and over about football. I've talked to you over and over about football.
And you think Nate's got me?
I mean, you can get lucky.
You're not my friend anymore. All right, these are my top three teams in the NFL right now.
All right, let's see.
I think it's Chiefs, Patriots, Packers.
Rafiki.
I think right now those are the three best teams in the league.
Rafiki.
Am I off? Do you agree?
Oh, man.
Are we on the same page?
I think at some point people have to the Bills. The Bills got to be in your top three. Just because
you have Buffalo in your top three teams in the league right now?
Buffalo has to be in your top three. The Bucks have to be. A champion is always a champion until they're beaten. So to me, unless you tell me that mathematically the Bucks are out of it, I still consider them a top three team in the league. So for me, it's the Chiefs, it's the Bills, and it's the Bucks.
Are we going to put a bet on this Monday night game then? Because I will happily take New England as Monday night game. On the road against Buffalo, too. On the road, you get the home team. I'll take New England this week if you want.
On air, whoever loses the bet next Thursday has to come in with a chicken filet gift card for $10. That seemed like it was an easy bet when we made it in week three or four, but somehow it didn't get paid off until week 12 on your part, right? You can say you bet my bad and all the other reasons.
Okay, let's do that then.
Okay, so next Thursday, somebody is handing somebody a Chick-fil-A gift card. Then.
I'll take New England on the road at Buffalo.
I mean, again, I like to eat. I love my Chick-fil-A.
I like spicy
chicken fries.
I got you.
Milkshake, cookies and cream.
I feel great
about
this.
No whip, no cherry.
I feel great about this.
No whip, no cherry. That's how I like my meal.
Coming up, I have a question I need to ask you from something that happened earlier in the week, and I need to play Survivor. Typically, we play Survivor. We ain't doing nothing right now because you're eliminated. Rob, you're eliminated. So I will play Survivor, and then I'll ask you a question. All of that's coming up is The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Back in. It is a drive. 610 Sports Radio. The Odyssey app. So I want to get you, Sean Barber, the official teams that I have taken in Survivor. Are you ready?
Yeah, man. List them.
Vegas, Green Bay, Carolina, Buffalo, New England, Tampa, the Rams, Kansas City, Baltimore, Indianapolis, San Francisco, and Dallas. Those are all the teams that I've taken so far in Survivor. This is where it starts to get tough. It starts to get very difficult because you don't have a lot of the good teams or teams that you like. So you kind of gotta finesse it just a little bit. I really like Indianapolis this week, but I've already used them. I really like Kansas City this week, but I've already used them. I also can't use the Rams at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. This week in Survivor, this is tough. I want to save Arizona for one more week.
Mistake.
I also want to save the Titans.
Mistake.
I will take the Minnesota Vikings on the road against the Detroit Lions. I will take the Minnesota Vikings on the road. I will take Detroit losing their 17th consecutive game. I will take the Minnesota Vikings, who are still playing for a playoff spot.
Yep.
Still playing for a playoff spot. I will take the Minnesota Vikings this week in Survivor.
I mean, I don't have a problem with that pick. I just obviously, you know, prayers go out to Everson Griffin. He's dealing with some mental things, mental illness and stuff like that, man. We just want to bless that man. Hopefully he heals up and gets the help he is needed. But things like that, right? Those things kind of shake an organization. They shake a franchise. They shake a team. I just don't see, with Dalvin Cook being half in, half out, not really 100%. And again, man, the quarterback position at Minnesota has always been what holds them back. If they have to rely on Kirk Cousins to win the ball game for him in the fourth quarter, you and I both know that ain't happening. And Detroit, yes, they've lost 16, about to be 17.
They're not a good football team.
I'm not saying they are a good football team, but what I do see in Detroit, I see a team that comes out every weekend and plays hard.
They do play hard. I'll give them that.
They play hard. The mistakes they are making are 12 men on the field at crucial times, jumping off sides on a fourth and three and gives you a first. Like, so they're doing something. You cannot bank on that happening to them for a 17th week in a row. So with that, I think that this is the end of your 2021 campaign.
They also don't, though, like the weird thing about the Lions. I don't spend too much time talking about the Lions. Like, the last 3 weeks, they've been competitive. They tied Pittsburgh. They lost by three to Cleveland. They lost on a game-winning field goal to Chicago. Like, they've been playing pretty down. They always find a way to lose, so I'm betting that they'll find a way to lose for another consecutive week, but I don't have a lot of choices here. The only other choice I feel really good about is Arizona. That's on the road at Chicago. It's the only team I feel really good about.
Hey, man, it's called Survivor.
I would ask you who you would take in Survivor, but I can't ask you because it doesn't matter who you would take because you're eliminated.
Yeah, I'm eliminated.
I do want to play this for you. So Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs, friend to you and me. You were mentioned earlier this week on the show.
There's an amazing hamburger place called Jiffy Burger. Hey, you know what? Ask Shop about it. Ask Shop. When you have Barbershop on, you go, Shop, you've been to Jiffy Burger in Smith Center, and just see what he says. All right. The two seed.
So he told us to ask you about Jiffy Burger. I've never heard of this place. I've never been to this place before. What's up with Jiffy Burger?
Man, listen, if you talk about outside the Kansas City metro area, talking about outside, when you get on a plane and you got to go someplace and do a activity, an event, you're in Smith Center, you have some time, home on the range, El Dean.
How far is that from here? It's like a long way from here? I don't know where this is.
So I think it's a three-hour drive.
Oh, okay. Smith Center. So I'll never have a Jiffy Burger then.
Obviously, Mitch knows some people and knows some people to know some people, so myself and Mitch and Mitch Swartz, all of us kind of jumped on a plane and was able to get up there and do an event to raise some money for the Home on the Range, which is the nonprofit at El Dean, which is Mitch's dad runs up there. And it's almost like tradition now. Right when we get off the plane, we make a beeline, a direct line for Jiffy Burger. When I'm at Jiffy Burger, my order is very plain. Give me a double Jiffy Burger with bacon. I don't want any lettuce, no tomato, nut. Give me some cheese and give me a little barbecue sauce on it. Then I have me the onion rings and the tater tots, half and half. They do a little half tater tot, half onion rings for me. And then I get a thick shake, large, thick shake.
Is Mitch like royalty in this place?
Yes, he is.
Like he walks in there and he's like, yo, you're Mitch Holtis.
The line spreads. Kind of like the seas for the Lord, right?
The Red Sea.
The line shifts. Mitch and his crew has come. The plane has landed. Your orders are up. It's time to make the order. When you get to the window, you got to know what you want. The pressure's on. If you don't know what you want, the town is, yeah, everybody, you got to know what you want when you get to the window. So I know what I want. I get the same thing right there. And my shake, Oreo shake using chocolate ice cream, no whip, no cherry. It's amazing. It's outstanding. I suggest everybody, you know, if you're a burger fan, if you really want a nice hometown mom and pops type place, travel up to Smith Center. Stop by Jiffy Burger.
Are you gonna participate in our burger tour that Mitch and I are putting together? Are you going to come to some of these burger places with us?
I'm kind of bougie. My taste buds are bougie, so, I mean, if y'all looking for like the
I'm trying to even see what Smith Center, Kansas is even around. Oh, this is like at the edge of like the Nebraska border. Oh, I'll never go to this place. You got to, next time you go, you need to just, I want to.
Bring you one back?
Well, I want to come with you.
Okay.
Like, what do I need to do to just come with you and Mitch? You guys drive to this place?
No, I just said we get off the plane. He
so
knows
you guys,
some people.
You guys like fly. You fly
he knows
private,
some people.
You fly private to Smith Center, Kansas.
Man, look, Mitch knows people. Chicken Pickle, Dave Johnson, those are his friends, man. They got planes. They got planes to get you places. They do a pickleball tournament to raise money for a great cause, which is the Home on the Range. Like I said, with El Dean, and hey man, no expense. Everything is you get. Hey, listen, you in the know now. You want to go? You in the know?
Yeah, I want to come.
Okay,
can Rob come?
See now. Never mind.
I gotta do my guy like that. I gotta make sure my guy can come.
Mitch would have hooked me up.
Yeah, I gotta make sure my guy can come. I can't take care of Rob.
It ain't my plane.
I'm not gonna invite anybody else. But I gotta at least bite my guy though.
You want me to find you a seat on somebody else's plane? And not only you.
You just said I was in the know.
You're right. Find you and the producer. Find
and
you
my guy.
And your guy.
So, you know what we'll
do? A seat
do?
On the plane.
We'll do the show from Smith Center, Kansas.
Now you're talking.
We'll do the show from Smith Center.
Now you're talking.
Me and you can do it together, and I'll go to Smith Center.
Now we talking.
I want to go.
Okay, well, then put that together then. Tell them you're going to do the show from there. Tell them we want to put Smith Center on the map. We want Kansas City to know all about it.
I want to put them on the map, Jiffy Burger.
So then you ain't got to worry about nothing. Then you're going to have your own plane to fill up. Then they're going to have your own plane, CDOT plane.
That's what I'm talking about. Have you given us your local burger place? Mine is I love Green Room. It's in Westport. Do you have a local burger place that you just love?
Man, I got to go right down the street from my house, that Red Door Grill. Red Door Grill.
You're on the payroll at Red Door. They get a lot of shout-outs on this show from you for free.
Listen, have you realized?
You hosted like a watch party there one time. You had like a speakeasy in the back.
I'll be up at Liberty on December the 16th doing a watch party for the away game. Is it a Thursday night game? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wherever we're at, Thursday night, the Chiefs play somebody. It don't even matter who it is.
The Chargers.
Chiefs versus Chargers. I'll be Thursday night up at Red Dog Grill.
The
Liberty.
Chiefs play the team that's going to win the AFC West.
Okay.
That's who they play. The team's going to win the AFC West.
I got you, buddy.
They don't? That's not who they play? That's what I said. I said the Chargers are going to win, so that's who they play.
Okay.
Coming up in a little bit. On the other side, we will get back to talking about the Chiefs. I want to ask you about the defense and what's the biggest reason they've made this turnaround. And all of a sudden, I am on board with the Chiefs defense. Mm. I even gave Brett Veach credit for two separate things this week. I'll tell you what I gave him credit for. I'm not a full Brett Veach believer.
I listen to the radio, dog.
I'm coming around. Stick around. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.